right, metalheads and rockers, this is DJ Rem, Quoth the Raven, and I am live with the band Blood of Angels on the line. How's it going tonight?
Awesome.
What's up, Aaron? Why don't you introduce yourself and your spot in the band? And if you don't mind, also introducing the rest of the band that's not with us as well.
No problem. Yeah, weekdays are kind of hard for everybody because we all get up really early for our day jobs. I know a lot of the people listening can relate to that.
Yep.
So it's hard to get us all together on a weekday, but, I'm Aaron, I'm the guitarist of the band. We also have, Randy Reyes as our vocalist, Jonathan Rushford does drums and also keyboards for the band. And, the Maggot is, our bassist.
Awesome. And so what are you guys up to these days? So, you know, with COVID and lockdowns and all that stuff, you know, are you guys still getting together and practicing? How are you guys handling everything like that?
Well, more than that, I know a lot of the country is locked down. Florida is not. Basically, it's the state government's leaving it up to our own devices. To make sure we screen and wear masks. So we've been playing shows here.
Awesome!
In our home state to our people here. Between Tampa and the Jacksonville area and things in between. And, which is good because we're really getting sharp and tuning up our stage. So when we can get back on the road, you know, we'll be a well-oiled machine. We're hoping May. we're looking at May right now.
Do you guys have some
May 21st through June 6th, maybe it will probably be a spring tour.
Okay. Where are you guys planning on going? Is it just in Florida or out of Florida?
Oh, out of Florida. It'll be with the Convalescence, Filth, and Casket Robbery and ourselves.
Awesome.
Of course, Convalescence nearby, a band from Toledo, Ohio. We're planning on starting in Akron, Ohio, and going to Pittsburgh, Chesapeake, Virginia, Spartanburg, South Carolina, a few dates in Florida, over to Texas, and then, of course, working our way back up. We'll actually... maybe in your neck of woods over at Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh,
over
yeah.
At the Music Factory.
The Music Factory? I love that place. Yeah. If you guys are, you'll have to please let me know if you guys are going to go there or going to hit there for sure. Because I'll come see you. I'll come see you guys.
We're looking to be there. Also, I think Jungle Rot's going to be with us on that particular show. And then we'll conclude on June the 6th, which will be the Toledo Death Fest. So maybe come on down to Ohio too, you know, that'll be a great show. Rings of Saturn is to be the headliner, this far. So hopefully it can happen and nothing's for certain, of course, but that's what we're looking forward to right now. And then, of course, a tour in the fall. We're looking to get that going. Hopefully things will be better by then.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. Right now, we got a lyric video in production, and of course, we've already started writing for the next album. So, staying busy.
Yeah, nice. Did you guys just release something recently?
Just back in October. Okay. It was our second album, the Failure of Faith through Slip Trick Records.
Okay, nice. So So how far into the process are you guys with the new album? Are you just kind of at the beginning, or because? Well, I guess you guys have still been able to play live, so you've had more time to actually go play. A lot of bands I've been talking to lately, they can't play, so they've been using the time to write new music. So I guess what have you guys been doing as far as that goes?
Just scratching the surface, really. Just really in the beginning, early stages of it.
Yeah.
I have some foundational ideas that I've just been working out.
Nice. Well, plus you have the album that was released in October, so obviously you still want to push that.
Oh, yeah. I don't think our next album, we'll probably hit maybe till 2023, depending, if this COVID continues and, we don't end up going on tour, maybe we'll get something out next year. But, we'll see it. We'll play it by ear and see how it goes.
Right on. Yeah, good plan. So... How long has this band been around? How long have you guys all been together?
Almost going on 6 years. It'll be 6 years this fall.
Okay. And what kind of brought you guys together 6 years ago as a group?
Well, originally, I mean, it was in my old band, Foreshadow, that kind of, went out the door after 8 years, about September 2015. I was really looking to kind of take a break from music. But then I had a friend of mine out in L.A. who started getting into a management business, Steve Veninga. And he asked me, you know, hey, man, are you doing anything musical, you know, or anything? And I was like, you know, I was going to kind of take a break from it. He's like, man, no, you got to get back into it. You got to start another band. You should. So I was like, okay. Well, I've had this name, Blood of Angels. I was thinking of a side project with that name kicking around. And I was like, you know, I like that name. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good metal name that works. And, you know, that I had songs that I was working on that was going to be like the third Foreshadow album. And, you know, I changed up the lyrics a bit and got a group of guys together. And we just put out a 3-song EP in 2017, Rise of the Fallen Gods. And then that did pretty well for us. We won a few awards for the single Odin's Wrath. And, and originally I was thinking of just keeping it kind of as a studio, more like a studio project thing, you know, just focusing on recording and doing videos and everything. But after we got the Independent Music Award for Best Metal and Hardcore Song in 2018, and, you know, things started coming out of the woodwork, some record offers, management offers, booking offers, things like that. And I'm like, well, this thing is getting for real, and it's either, and I mean, it's attention that I've never really gotten. I mean, I've gotten some attention musically, but not to this degree. And I was like, well, you know, I take the opportunity and try to make, you know, this dream a reality, right? Finally, or basically, you know, shut the fuck up forever and go into a, you know, go away. So, and that's what ended up happening. So we continued on and kept pushing, and well, here we are right now. Hopefully, you know, sadly, COVID got in the way of touring plans last year. But
stupid COVID.
Yeah.
What do you attribute to from the old band to the new, for the new band, that's kind of propelled you up? Is there anything that you guys have, that you've done differently, that you think maybe changed the trajectory for you guys, or just, you think just happened to get in the right ears?
I think both, really. I mean, I don't know. I think maybe finally, like, the sound that I've always had a vision for or an idea for. I mean, you know, we've all, you know, all of us. I mean, the other guys in the band have been in many different Florida metal bands, and, you know, and have, like, experience too previously. It's just a really good mesh. In my previous bands, you know, communication was always kind of a little rough, or always was met with, like, you know, I had some resistance. It wasn't the most productive thing, but with this group of guys, with us, how we are, we're very encouraging of one another, we're in the studio together, you know, cheering each other on in parts, and, you know, we're a lot. All of us are a lot more receptive to ideas and thoughts from other band members. It's just a really harmonious working relationship, and something I've never really experienced in a band before. I've read about other bands doing having this, but something I've never really experienced. And I like to say part of it is maybe, like, you know, we're all kind of older in the band. Our youngest, Randy's the youngest at 32. So I think we've kind of gotten to the point, you know, where ego is out, we're past ego. Ego is out the door. You know, I mean, you know, it's like, I don't have to be the solo, you know, solos all the time. I can hang back. Maggot is an incredible bass player, and I mean, can do all these crazy things with tapping and crazy arpeggios, where I could just hang back and just run like a chord progression and let him fly over top of it, you know, and it sounds incredible. And we just have just this great exchange of ideas. And I think when people come to see us, or, you know, when they hear the music or meet us, they feel that. They can see how we are together, and they, you know, and then they just, we just bring them in as part of the family.
Awesome. Well, you have me really pumped up now for that Battle Creek show. I sure hope it happens now.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, trust me. I do too. It's been a long time. Almost 9 years now since I played up in Michigan. Okay. So, you know.
Oh, Let me call Governor Whitmer on my special line, and we'll make sure we make that happen.
You know, I'll travel up just to play up there. You know, I mean, if that's what it takes, I'm down for that.
That's awesome. All good. So let's go back. You mentioned that the name of the band, Blood of Angels, you had kind of had rattling around for a while. So what kind of, where'd you come up with the name, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask.
I mean, well, you mean metaphor, like what it means, or, you know, or how I thought of the name?
Yeah, just how you came up with it. How, you know, one day you're just sitting there thinking, oh, Blood of Angels sounds like a cool band name.
Pretty much, actually. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And, you know, I didn't really brainstorm it or anything, you know, it's just when I thought about doing a side. Outside of Foreshadow at that time, I was just, you know, some of the songs and the music that I was writing, it just that's what the name that just kind of came to me, you know, for the band, cool. Honestly. Yeah.
That's metal. I mean, you know?
It really perfect. Wasn't a grinding process. It just happened.
Awesome. So, okay. Shameless plug time. Where's a good place for people to go to find your music? Just, you know, what social networking, what websites, where are you guys at?
Okay. Best place to find us is on our official website at bloodofangels.net. Everything's there. Shows, our bio, photos, press information. You stream our music, check it out. If you want to download it, that's cool. Our merch is there too. Basically all information and everything about us, you can find on our website, bloodofangels.net. If you want to communicate with us, of course, facebook.com, bloodofangels1, twitter.com, bloodofangels1, youtube.com, bloodofangels, and instagram.com, bloodofangels.
All right, cool. And are there physical copies of any of the music?
We released A Failure of Faith through our label, Slip Trick Records, so CDs can be purchased.
Oh, right. Awesome. I still know a lot of people that love physical copies, so.
Well, that's a great thing.
And I'm one of them. It's, you know, to have the artwork, just to have that physical thing in your hand, it's still, you know, I love to buy vinyl. I mean, I just love to have that in physical copy in my hand. So,
well, physical copies are, I mean, it's so much better for us as a band economically,
right?
You know, I mean, we'd have to basically get like 2,000 streams on Spotify to equal the same as one CD sale.
Yeah, which is, we won't even go into the ridiculousness of that. are you guys on Bandcamp?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm guessing they can buy your music like digitally there as well.
Yeah, there. Okay. Or iTunes, Amazon Music. Yeah. I mean, any place.
Okay.
Any place online.
I know on Fridays Bandcamp has a thing where the artist gets more of the purchase price than they normally would. So we try to push people to Bandcamp for Fridays for buying stuff.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, Bandcamp's a great source.
Yep. Awesome. So I'm always curious when I talk to bands and band members, you know, kind of the influences they had musically growing up that kind of helped get them to where they are now. So what types of influences did you have? I mean, I'm talking, was there somebody in your family that was musical that kind of got you on the music path, or was it just something you kind of picked up on your own?
Family is musical. Yes. My grandfather was a jazz pianist. He also played in classical music. I mean, he played with Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman and Buddy Rich and did the USO stuff during World War II as part of the Army band. So yeah, I mean, incredible stories that, you know, I heard from him growing up. And and of course he would play in the morning all the time, and, you know, I'd visit my grandparents and he'd be at the piano playing, and I'd sit there, and he'd ear train me, you know, from the time I was really little. I always had like a really, you know, it's just always had a passion for music. When I really wanted to play guitar, it was when I was 10 years old, and my dad came home with the Ozzy Osbourne tribute album. My dad was always like a rock, is a rocker guy. He still is. I mean, he goes to our shows and, you know, he goes, at 67, he goes crazier in the pit than most young people. It's nuts. I love it.
It's awesome.
But I mean, my dad was a fan of early Black Sabbath and Blue Oyster Cult and Led Zeppelin and The Who and those bands from that period of time. And his music got heavier, his taste got heavier with it. So anyways, he came home with that record and when I heard it and hearing it live with Randy Rhoads playing, that's when I was like, that's what I want to do. You know, I want to play guitar. Iron Maiden is still my favorite band. Was my favorite band, pretty much growing up. And then of course in the 90s, being here from Tampa, the legendary Tampa scene, I was exposed to Death and Deicide, Morbid Angel and Cannibal Corpse and Malevolent Creation, Diabolic and Acheron. And, and the fact that these bands were from my hometown and yet going out in the world and making a real name for themselves, really kind of gave me the thought, hey, I could do this too. I mean, this is happening right here in my backyard, and it was really cool. So, that was the inspiration to make a band and really try writing songs and really try doing this.
All right, cool. Thank you for sharing that. So,
yeah, of course.
So what, this is something I'm also always curious to ask, artists when I'm talking to them is, so we talked about kind of the music that kind of influenced you and such, but what music are you listening to right now? Do you have like a favorite new band that's out right now?
Let's see. Favorite new band? That's a good question. I'm trying to think. Is there someone recent that's really turning my head like that? Mostly the things I've been listening to is what I really love is like all the stuff that has been and it's not really new. It's just been around for a while, but like a lot of the stuff that's out of the Swedish the metal scene, Dark Tranquillity, In Flames, At the Gates. The Crown from back in the day, The Haunted. Those bands are really something of what they're doing and what they're still doing.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much good metal coming out of that area of the world.
Oh yeah,
it's incredible. I love like a lot of the black metal. Even like old school, I just got their new album on vinyl. The old Enslaved, love those guys.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Can just sit back and just chill and,
very atmospheric.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah, no, they're incredible.
So when you guys are, and I ask this because I'm not an artist, never been on stage, have never been able to experience any of that. So when you're up there and you're playing your music and, the fans start singing your music back to you when you're playing it, I mean, how amazing is that? It's got to be like out of this world.
Yeah, it is. It is. I love it. That just shows me that they're really connecting into the songs and everything. And it blows my mind. I'm like, wow, yeah. People are actually interested in paying attention to what we're doing. That's great.
So cool, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, what we're doing, it's not falling on deaf ears. This is awesome.
So when you're not recording music or out there doing live shows, do you have any like crazy hobbies or anything you do on the side?
Not really. I wouldn't say hobbies per se. Video games from time to time. Not a lot. Sometimes I get into things. Like right now I'm playing Star Wars Squadron, which is pretty cool. I love the combat flight game. That's been fun. Mostly interest, really. I love reading biographies, anything really nonfiction. I'm not much for a story person as far as that goes. Hiking, I love getting out in the nature, getting into the woods.
Yep.
You know, just, you know, or just finding even just a nice place to just, you know, be within nature and the chill and, you know, just hear the birds and everything. I find it to be a wonderful experience. You know, in museums, I'm a big purveyor of museums, even on tour, you know, I try to get and see different things as much as I humanly can.
Okay, we're going to LA. What museums are in the area? You can see it
by Los Angeles.
No, I'm just saying I can see you like pre-planning it out.
Oh yeah. Actually, I was looking up, you know, where to go when we get up to Akron. And it looks like they have a really cool modern art museum there.
Oh, nice.
And then they have this like heritage place. I mean, I've seen things like that, like Sturbridge Village, like over in Massachusetts, or Plymouth Plantation, you know, where, you know, there's a guy, the blacksmith there, you know, and explaining like early Ohio, you know, life and what it was there. So, yeah, that'd probably be of interest.
Oh, cool. So back to music. Sorry, I'm all over the place with my interviews, if you haven't noticed.
That's fine. I'll try to keep up.
So what's like, and obviously a story you're willing to share, but what's like something really cool or crazy that's happened at a live show you've done?
Oh, I would say one of the most amazing experiences. I mean, this was in my old band when we toured down in South America. And we played in a small town in Paute, Ecuador. And, you know, it was an outdoor show. I don't remember. I mean, there were a lot of people there. I don't really remember how many, you know, what the number was exactly. But I mean, you know, we were playing like a really heavy part in the song. And, you know, and usually I'm in my own head. And I'm thrashing around. I'm headbanging, you know, moving, doing my thing. But, you know, I was playing. And I took a moment to look up. And I noticed it was like two large circle pits going on at the same time. And there wasn't anybody that was there that was not part of one of these two circle pits.
That's badass.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking around at the sides, you know, of the, you know, this outdoor field. And the only people I saw like standing still was like, you know, the food vendors and stuff. But I mean, everybody was just, I mean, it was just these two big circles just running around. And I was like, that was an incredible sight to see.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. You know, it just made me think. Now, obviously, it got canceled last year. And I know they're potentially thinking about doing it this year. But you guys should see about, if interested, of course, see about getting onto Michigan Metal Fest at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, our booking agent was working on that for us, awesome. You know, I mean, getting us in there, yeah.
Yep, cool.
Yeah, but I'd love to do that.
Yeah, I haven't missed one yet. It's,
oh, that's cool.
It's so awesome. Last year, I think, the main band, Hatebreed, played last year, but there was so many amazing bands. They have two stages going all day. I think there, mm-hmm. I think there's like 40 bands that play between the two stages, and they start like at noon. It's really cool.
Right on.
So
yeah, no, it sounds like a hell of a good time.
Yep, definitely. So okay, anything else? Is there anything we haven't talked about the band that you want to make sure people know about?
No, I think we covered a lot of things, you know. I mean, I just hope everyone stays well and stays healthy. And, you know, a lot of us have probably been affected by COVID one way or another between a family member and stuff. I mean, it got my mom, and she spent 2 weeks on a ventilator with a medically induced coma.
Oh, wow.
So,
Is she okay now?
Yeah.
Or she's, yeah, I mean she's, is she home?
She is, you know, I mean, my dad's looking after her, you know, of course, and everything. I mean, this was like back in November, but, you know, I know it affects everyone differently. Some people, yep, you know, get it, don't even know they have it. And some people, like my mom, end up in a medically induced coma, but, you know, it is for real. And you know, just be safe out there. Just be conscious of what's going on.
Yeah, well.
And
so happy to hear that she's on the mend from it, because that's when they go on a ventilator. That's scary stuff.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, I had it the week before Thanksgiving, and I had no taste or smell for 8 days. Mm-hmm. Had like one day I was tired. Other than that, pretty much nothing. My 19-year-old son also had it. I think I got it from him. He was running a fever for a week. He couldn't eat or drink anything. He got dehydrated. We had to take him to the ER once because of that. He lost 25 pounds in 10 days. I mean, you know, so as a parent, that was scary. But to your point, you don't know how it's going to affect you. You know, he's 19, I'm 47. I would have expected it to kick my ass. It didn't, but it kicked his ass. So you never know. So you're right. It's real. And I think people just need to remember to stay safe and, you know, do all the things that you need to do to not catch it or give it to other people.
Right. And, you know, and hopefully in short order, we can get through this and, we can go back to living the awesome metal life that we all enjoy.
That would be
being
amazing.
At shows and being together and being as a community.
Yeah.
That, you know, we as metal fans are, you know.
I agree with you. I think that's one of the reasons I love metal so much, is that you can go to a show and you're around all these people you don't know, and it doesn't matter. Everybody's friends there. And it just, mm-hmm. you know, even like, when last summer at Michigan Metal Fest, there was a mosh pit going, and a good circle pit going. And every time somebody got knocked down, everybody kind of backed off. Somebody helped them up, and they kept on going. So it was like, there was like manners in the mosh pit. I was like, oh my, this is awesome.
Yeah, and you see that, and it's not just a rate. You see that everywhere. I see that here in my home. I saw that in South America. I've seen that in Europe. You know, that's just a general etiquette that we have, you know.
No, it's super.
Yeah, with each other, you know. I mean, we all want to have fun and bash into each other, but when you know, it's not malicious,
right?
We're not looking to hurt anybody.
Exactly. Know? So cool. Well, thanks again for taking time to talk to me tonight. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
And both those tracks you sent me are queued up and are going to get played, so they're going to get some Blood of Angels in their ear holes. So
awesome.
So hopefully they wreck their necks headbanging to it, and yeah, without getting hurt too bad, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
All right, well, have a good one. Take care.
Yep, thank you.
Yep, bye.
See you.